The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration will begin replacing biometric passports with a new chip embedded passport next year. Sector Minister Hannah Tete announced this at a meeting with the Ghanaian community in Tokyo, Japan. She said the latest development is to enable the country to meet international standards as well as make it possible for Ghanaians in the diaspora to acquire passports from Ghana's 57 missions and consulates worldwide. The chip-embedded passport, she explained, can be acquired locally from all the 10 regional passport application centres nationwide.
What we are going to do is not to give you biometric passports, but rather to upgrade the system to begin to issue from next year the chip-embedded passports, because we are moving from biometric passports to chip-embedded passports. According to the International Civil Aviation Organization regulations, ICAO regulations, everybody should be looking towards migrating to the chip-embedded passport in October this year. We are therefore going through a procurement process, and it is an international competitive tender to select a partner who is going to help us to, on a BOT basis, build up the infrastructure across all our embassies, the passport office in Accra, and 10 regional passport application centers, so that across all the embassies of Ghana, you will now be able to apply for what will be the chip-embedded passport. What you will have in Japan is a data capturing center. You will still have to fill a passport form, but we are putting the forms online. You will have to provide your supporting documentation, your birth certificate, information that proves you are who you say you are, information about your parents, because you may need to prove your Ghanaian citizenship in order to be entitled to a Ghanaian passport. Your photograph will be taken and your biometric data will be captured here. And then the information that you provide will be transmitted to the nearest printing station for your passport to be printed and returned to you. We are now going through the procurement process. We finished the first phase. When we put out the advertisement, we had 24 companies submitting bids. We have shortlisted them to 6. We have invited the 6. We have sent to them a request for proposals, which is the next stage. We believe we would have finished this process in the next 3 months. And once we complete that stage, which means choosing our partner, negotiating the details of the contract, then the next thing is rollouts.